I'm on my way to the 00 entrance on the American Birkebeiner Trail. My freestyle skis rattling in the car, heat's on full blast. Today's one of those perfect, sparkling, crystal, sunny days. The thermometer registering minus 25 degrees. That's so cold, your nostrils freeze, your face aches. And any wasted time faffing about with gear hurdles you closer to shivering. Every time I get ready to go cross-country skiing, I'm filled with anxiety. Clicking in my boots and cinching up my balaclava, my lobster mitts locked onto my poles, I can't fathom why I feel this way. Perhaps it's as simple as the definition of this athletic activity. Cross-country skiing is a form of skiing where skiers rely on their own locomotion. We ski uphills, and it's hard. A race is going on today. Everyone wisely classic skiing as the weather demands in perfectly parallel tracks, while I, on the other hand, persist in between on crinkly corduroy ridges, crackling with each thrust of my leg. I muscle through V1, dreaming of enough glide to break into the fluid dance of V2.
Not such a good day for skate skiing.
No, it sucks. It's great for walking.
Generous friends took me out on skis when I arrived here fresh from Texas. I'm reasonably fit, eager, and ready to roll, but I knew nothing about technique. I had the chutzpah, even if I was a poor student. I'd press ahead saying, let's just ski. Bonking occurred as I expended far too much energy, like an egg beater. One year, I stubbornly skied an entire 52K marathon, knowing only one ski stroke. I looked kind of foolish.
Can't even get glide going downhill.
After about 9K, I arrive at the gravel pit and shuffle in line with the racers, gratefully accepting some warm, spiked energy drink before turning around and squeaking back to the start.
How do we stay out of their way?
Well, the long race is going out on this side, and everyone's coming back on that side. You can ski in the track. Yeah, you can ski.
Okay. Thank you.
The act of doing, and a dose of endorphins, begin to sort out all my fears. Running out of steam, fitting in, being good enough. I have to herringbone up a hill and come to a complete stop as several equally struggling skiers slowly pass me. We're in this together. Life resembles these hills upon hills. We've all had good days of fast snow, glide that you can seemingly hold forever, rise as you measure out with rhythmic breaths and fly over at the top, and air warm enough that you can enjoy the surroundings. Sweaty or not, there's no way you'll get chilled. And then there's a day like today. But like the racers sharing this moment, I went out anyway. Wrong wax, wrong conditions, less than perfect technique. And, at least metaphorically, I rode the outside edge, putting all my weight on one ski, trusting my balance. And as I let go of fear, I fall in love with the dance of what is. You're listening to Snowdrift. Thanks to K2 and the Blue Dot Sessions for this evocative music.
Look at this. We have a participant using one arm, pulling strong down the track. Fantastic.